public areas of Saudi Arabia, women and men are separated. It's a country that's been criticized for women's rights, but things there are changing.
Well, I've spent years covering the Middle East and the Gulf region, and the issue of women's rights in Saudi Arabia often comes up. The kingdom is an absolute monarchy, ruled by the Al Saud family. Now, they govern according to a strict interpretation of Sunni Islam. Women need the permission of a male guardian to travel, to work, to attend higher education, or to marry. But Saudi Arabia does have a very young population, the median age there, just 26. Many that I've spoken to say that the role of women in the country is evolving. Now, 2015 marked the first year that Saudi women were allowed to campaign for public office and to register to vote at the municipal level. And that came 2 years after the former King Abdullah decreed that women must make up at least 20% of the Shura Council. Now, that is an appointed body that drafts laws and advises the king on major issues. More Saudi women are also joining the workforce. Only about 19% of them currently perform paid work, but the Saudi government says their numbers have risen considerably, from 23,000 in 2004 to over 400,000 in 2014. Now, women are still required to cover their hair and wear long clothing in public, but in many malls and hotels these days, women are seen without headscarves. Perhaps the most visible sign of women's rights in Saudi, or not as the case may be, is that they are not allowed to drive. Well, the women that I've met there tell me they are often frustrated by the West's focus on this topic, and they feel it ignores the other positive steps they say have been made. But proponents for change say allowing women to drive would be a big step towards opening other doors of opportunity.